this is Kapara Ray, and I'm currently manhandling the Samsung Captivate, and you're about to enjoy the Android Central Podcast.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 47 for Thursday, January 20th, 2011, and it's a very special Android podcast. We need sob music or something. Somebody hum. Jeez, none of that. All right, so here's the deal. I promised it on the blog this week. We're going to talk a whole lot about the Samsung stuff, about the Froyo updates or lack thereof. And the news has actually changed today, so it's getting really interesting. But first, we actually had bigger news, and that's what we're going to start out with. Eric Schmidt, as of April 1st, whatever it was, is no longer going to be the CEO of Google. He is, some people are saying, stepping aside. Listening to the earnings call today, they were really called it a step up. He's now going to be chairman and probably wear a Mao jacket or something. I don't know. And Larry Page, one of the co-founders of the company, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, Larry Page is now going to be the CEO. So he's taking over the day-to-day operations. Sergey is going to, quote, devote his energy to strategic projects, in particular working on new projects. So that would be new strategic projects, I guess. And Schmidt will assume the role of executive chairman, focusing externally on deals, partnerships, customers, and broader business relationships, government outreach, and technology thought leadership. That's awesome. all of which are increasingly important given Google's global reach. Internally, he will continue to act as an advisor to Larry and Sergey. So that's it. Google's
done.
Can I
do that for Android Central?
I think you do. But that's it. Google's done. No more Android. Eric Schmidt's. No, Google's just fine.
Yeah. It sounds to me like, you know, I'm the boss and I want to do something that doesn't take up quite as much of my time anymore. So this is what I'm doing now.
Or do something
what is
different.
Thought leadership.
What's that? Thought leadership? That's awesome.
What is, yeah.
Hang on. I'm doing it now. Leadership. I'm doing it now.
How's it feel?
It didn't work.
Guess not.
Looks good on you, Phil. Looks good on you.
No. And Schmidt said that, you know, the three of them hopped on the earnings call, which normally, you know, Schmidt had started backing off doing those probably the second one last year, the second quarter, although he showed up again later in the year. But having Larry and Sergey on there really is unusual. So all three of them kind of hijacked it for the beginning and talked about this stuff. And he said, look, you know, 10 years is a long time to be CEO of any company. And, you know, it's time for me to go do something else. So it's not like he's not going to be there. It's not like they're not going to talk. And he said, you know, like, these are two of my best friends and, you know, working partners. So, you know.
Yeah. Did you see their picture on the blog with all three of them in the magic car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And you know, he says, hey, Larry's ready to do this day to day. So how much is it going to affect Android? Probably not a whole hell of a lot. I mean, people tend to look at these things as kind of a micro lens, and you really have to look at it in the macro sense. I mean, Google is one huge honking ship, and, you know, you steer this thing very gently and very broadly. So, you know, because Eric Schmidt is no longer the CEO, it doesn't mean, you know, Android is going to change, right?
They also took a look at it and said it was for accountability reasons as well. Like, up until now, there hasn't been any sort of internal structure as to say, you know, you're accountable for this, or, you know, Sergey's accountable for this. So they sort of just basically looked at it from that standpoint and gave everybody something, you know, a title, and held them accountable for things. So if something goes wrong, well, then somebody has somebody to refer to. Well, you know, Sergey was in charge of that. It's kind of something that he should be dealing with, and so on and so forth. It's what they posted on the blog.
Andy Rubin is still in charge of Android, right? So far as we know. Yeah. So I don't expect any, you know, great changes in Android just because of this. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal for Google. And I think, especially listening to the earnings call, and nothing big came out of that. They reaffirmed the 300,000 devices a day being activated. They said mobile search was basically up 10x, whatever that means, over the past year. But basically, when it comes to Android, just the purpose of Android is, one, make a kick-ass operating system, mobile operating system. But the reason to do it is search, right? I mean, when in doubt, Google is a search company first and foremost, always will be. So the point of it is to get eyeballs on your phones and make a good operating system so that you can use it to search for things and Google can make ad revenue, because they make like whatever their billions of dollars in ad revenue were for the quarter and for the year, you know, 90 something percent of it was from search revenue, from, you know, display ads mostly. So when in doubt, that's why. Lesson over. Everybody clear?
Android's not changing. That's all we really need.
Yeah, basically. <I get it. laughs> So we're all good on that?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk Samsung. So,
yeah. Now can I go?
Well, yeah. All right, let's back up and just start at the very beginning. Context, context, context. Way back in May of 2010, Google announced Froyo. That's all they did. They announced it. They pushed out the SDK. The actual code was not released to manufacturers until the end of June. I forget the exact date, but it was like 22nd or something like that. It was the end of June. They did it at the DroidX event. I was there. Andy Rubin was on stage. So they pushed it out to manufacturers. And then that's when manufacturers were able to start working on it. Now, remember that the Galaxy S phones, the US Galaxy S phones, were also announced at the end of June. And then when were they released? August and September in fits and spurts, I think.
I do believe you're right.
Yeah,
yes, that is correct.
And it was over a matter of a few weeks for the four major U.S. carriers. Now, the Galaxy S had been released overseas a while before that, right? So you could get it in Europe. You can get it in Asia. The Epic was August 31st, they're saying in the chat room. Good. So they all, every last one of them, launched with Eclair, with Android 2.1. Now, at the time of the event in New York City, I was there, Dieter was there, because they dropped all four phones on us at one time. They said, yes, we're going to update these to Froyo, and we're going to do it, you know, as soon as we can, right? That's the way it works. And so that was the end of June, so it's been July, August, September, October, November, December, January. So just about 7 months now. And finally, we're starting to see updates. Right, and we've had leaks. I've got Froyo on one of my... I have two Captivates here for some weird reason. And I've got Froyo on one of them, right? We got a leak one Friday night, and I put it on there. There have been leaks for other phones. So we know, we absolutely know that they've been working on them. Over the past couple weeks now, we've had just a lot of rumors, and all anonymous, right? Nothing really official from Samsung or from any of the carriers about what's been taking so long. One was sent to us, and it was sent to Android Spin, and they actually did a post on it. We didn't. We actually just put up the entire, they used like a paragraph of it, and we put up the entire tip in the forums just because, frankly, I didn't quite believe it. I mean, just something seemed a little weird about it, right? Kind of an axe to grind thing maybe, or, but beyond that, I mean, none of it was confirmed. I mean, it was all somebody saying, here's why they're doing it. And this initial tip was Samsung is not releasing it to the carriers because, or Samsung and T-Mobile weren't releasing it because of the Vibrant 4G, which at the time wasn't even announced, right? So,
right.
And then about the next day, there was a post on XDA from somebody who's saying, "I'm filing a class action lawsuit." And he had a link to a...
I'm sorry.
he had a link to a law firm. And I haven't...
Really?
Yeah. I have yet to see an actual lawsuit.
The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
And I forget what the law firm was, and frankly, I'm not even going to say who it was. So, you know, I've looked for the lawsuit, haven't seen it. In fact, I'm going to look right now, right in the middle of this podcast. Let's see, party name, Samsung.
What's the basis of the lawsuit? I don't have Froyo?
Yeah, basically, Samsung lied to us. They promised this and didn't get it to us. Or, you know, this would get laughed out of court so quickly, I don't even know where to begin.
Instantly.
You know, the judge would not approve the class. Let's start with that. Second, by the time this thing got anywhere near a judge, you know, Froyo will be out.
Yeah, really.
You know, but you know what? So we didn't report on this either, and here's why. One, I've seen no lawsuit. Now that I say that, watch a pop up here on the screen. No. The latest lawsuit filed in federal court against Samsung is December 29th, 2010. Looking at it right now, I forget what it is. I looked at it the other day. I think it was a some sort of bankruptcy filing against somebody or somebody owed him money. So I haven't actually seen a lawsuit. So we didn't write anything on it. Somebody said anonymously, I filed a lawsuit and offered zero proof for it. That's not a story. So, and again, it's not going to go anywhere. So I don't know what, you know, it's a news decision. I'm not judging anyone else for running that story. Me personally, in my news judgment, we didn't do a story. And then there was another interesting post at XDA from somebody, again, anonymously, and I understand that. You don't want to lose your job, whatever. That said, Samsung is charging all the carriers money to do the upgrades. You know, and basically none of the carriers want to pay them that much to do it. Now, I put a little more faith in that one, I think. And I want to know what you guys think. Because, look, I mean, upgrades cost somebody money somehow, right? Whether it's in manpower, you know, it takes hours and hours to get these right. And each carrier has to say, all right, are we going to spend the time and the money to do this update? That's not new. That is not a new phenomenon with Android, with Froyo. I mean, from the birth of the computer, somebody has to do this stuff. And that takes time and money. But it just doesn't seem right. And again,
I would agree, but I think they do that before the phone even comes out.
Right.
I don't think that's something that they would be that doing would, now.
I agree. That would have to be in the contract when Verizon bought the Fascinate, for example.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that's going to spring up 6 months later.
Right. They may not have an initial date of when it's going to be released, but it's definitely within their contract.
Yeah, I guarantee you they don't have an initial date for when it's going to be released. But yeah, they you know, probably say, all right, well, here's, you know, what we expect to do. And they probably, there's probably some clause in there that says, you know, hey, we're going to revisit it at this date as we get closer to it and see where things are going. So that was a little more plausible. And then fast forward to today, this morning, T-Mobile had a big investor call and I forgot to watch the beginning of it, but I watched the back half and they said, oh, by the way, we're going to start pushing Froyo tomorrow for the Vibrant. So tomorrow, January 21st, they're going to start pushing it. You might not get it initially because they're going to do it in waves like we all know. And I can't remember. Can we manually update the Vibrant like we can? I mean, HTC phones, it's real easy.
Depends on how program? They push it out.
Yeah.
They have the Keys, or is it Keys or Kais? They have that.
I hate that program. I hate that with a passion. You know, well, look, we've got
it looks
this,
dreadful.
Yeah, oh, it's horrible. I loaded it up once. No, we've got this awesome OS that does these great over-the-air updates, and then Samsung created this. I won't call it horrible because it does its job.
I will,
but this it's almost like a desktop emulator. I mean, it's really weird. It's almost like a halfway thing to what the Atrix does. You know, and I just am very glad we don't have to use something like that to upgrade all our phones. You know,
it's like the exact opposite of fast boot.
Yeah,
for people that are familiar with HTC.
Exactly.
So is it a supplement for some people, or like is it an alternative, or is it something that they? So on European phones, don't they have to use that?
Right, right. And is that a carrier? Okay. I assume that's a carrier limitation for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. But yeah. Black Man X in the chat room says it's a remote desktop to hell. And that's about right. It's pretty wild. So yeah, you probably do it through Keys. I'm not sure. So hopefully we'll get, you know, some sort of upgrade location and maybe get everybody on it early. I hope. But it's coming. So it's coming for the Vibrant. It's starting to push out tomorrow, and they'll get it out to everybody over the next couple weeks. So that is a big deal. Later today, or I'm sorry, I even got ahead of ourselves. So a couple days ago, Samsung actually emailed PhoneScoop back. And I know PhoneScoop. I trust them. I don't think they're making this up. Samsung told them, no, unequivocally, we are not charging carriers for updates. That's ridiculous. We'll have more soon. And then today we get the Vibrant update. Sprint came out a few times today, a couple times on Twitter, said, yes, we're working on it ASAP. And then they came back a little later with not a long blog post, but certainly a little more than just a couple tweets. No, so Sprint came back and said, we want to assure you that Froyo for the Epic 4G is still in the works. Sprint works very closely with our manufacturing partners to ensure that we deliver the best possible customer experience on our wireless devices. We approve the release of software updates when a new software version provided by the manufacturer can bring a better overall customer experience on the device. It is our intention to bring these updates to our customers as quickly as possible, but only after they meet our rigorous testing criteria. We can't provide any guidance or an exact or estimated release date at this time, but know that we are working to get Froyo out for the Epic as quickly as possible. That's pretty clear, and it doesn't say a whole lot, but I'm glad they said something. Because that's, I know that's been a big bone of contention for everybody, that nobody has said anything officially.
Yeah, and you know what? I believe them. There's not much Sprint can do except test what they're given.
Yeah.
And if they're not happy with it, they shouldn't release it.
Exactly.
Anybody that's had a BlackBerry, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you're thinking there's some guy in a suit out there that he's going, oh my God, there's all this publicity, just push it out. It was fun, kind of funny that the Vibrant update just got announced today after all the negative publicity lately.
Sitting in an office somewhere with his hand on his head and a bottle of Tylenol. Just push it out.
Yeah, just send it out. Regardless.
I'm worried. I mean, you know, as of yesterday, we didn't know that T-Mobile was ready to push out an update. What if they're doing it just to calm people down and it's not ready the way they want it to be?
We'll find out pretty quick, won't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, ask the Canadians, just like Black Man X said. They'll, you know, if it ain't ready, it's maybe not good to get it.
I just kind of laughed.
Rogers had the Captivate later than any U.S. carrier. I think it was October that Rogers got the Captivate, and then they started having problems with that update, then Bell and everybody else had problems with it. They pulled it, put it back, pulled it, put it back. So, you know, waiting a little bit longer for it isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I think it's just been driven to the point. Most people just want it now. They've waited so long, they just want it now. They don't care because they'll just work with whatever it is that they push out, so...
I understand that it's taken a long time. It's taken 7 months since the code was released. I renew my initial, not objection, but my initial statement that, you know, how long is it supposed to take? You tell me, because I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to prepare an update for, you know, millions of phones, or at least tens of thousands of phones, right? I have no earthly idea.
Yeah.
It's never fast enough. It's certainly never fast enough. But I don't know.
But I think 7 months is a bit too long.
Yeah.
I do want to put that in there. I think this is a bit much.
Well, and
you
that
know what's
goes
really frustrating is Froyo is Froyo, right? It's all the other stuff that they add to it that makes it take so long.
Right.
I think it's funny, and not to get on an aside, and we'll talk about it in a minute, I guess, but, you know, CyanogenMod got the alphas out before we've even gotten Gingerbread for the Nexus One. Just saying.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, so let's get back to another problem people have had, and I normally don't address, you know, kind of internal stuff like that. It's not that we don't care about this stuff. We absolutely do. That's why we do this job. But, you know, our new standards are a little different sometimes, and that's probably because of my background, and I'm not going to apologize for that. That doesn't change just because I'm working for a blog now. If anything, I think it makes us better. We're going to look at stuff, and we're going to, you know, ponder it and think about it a little bit and not just repeat every, you know, possible thing that gets thrown out there, because lo and behold, it's not all right. And, you know, I don't think people are actively trying to lie, but, you know, you got to be able to prove stuff. You got to be able to confirm things. I remember a post last year, somebody saying that every Android phone will get Android 2.1. Every phone released this year will get 2.1. And sure as hell, that wasn't true. You know, there's nothing to back that up. And, you know, and that's just one example of many. I don't mean to pick on anybody, but, you know.
This is something we've been going through since day one.
Yeah, I mean, this will never change. So, you know, we do things a little differently here. So if we don't report on every just anonymous thing out there just because everybody else and their mother did, then, you know, so be it.
If we don't, then there's a good reason why we're not. It's because we don't necessarily have a lot of faith in some of the stuff that's actually being said. So
yeah,
sometimes it could be, you know, 100% dead on, and we may not post it, but, you know, that's our loss at that point.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, we get a whole lot of tips that I just can't confirm one way or the other. You know, look, like a leaked picture is one thing. I'll put that up till the cows come home, because that's, you know, that's tangible proof of something. Whether it's right or not is a whole other story. But, you know, I don't do a whole lot of, well, somebody told us this. You know, if I can't at least halfway prove it, and we do a few of those. But, if I can't prove it at all, then I'm not going to post it. Now, we'll go talk about it in the forums. That's a whole other story. If you guys haven't been in the Rumored Devices forum, we have a lot of fun there. But that's different than putting it on the blog. So that's that. But Froyo's coming. Now, I do want to, I promised we'd do this. We opened up a thread in the forums for you guys to tell us what you think about all this and what's going on. So I do want to read a few of these. Chuck G73, and I'm going to paraphrase some of the stuff and we're going to skip around, so I apologize, but I have read every one of these and I think you guys did awesome. The other complaint is the number of published dates, missed dates, and the lack of clarity about the whole situation. I myself will probably never buy a Samsung phone again. I wouldn't go that far. People have said, well, you know, you should tell people not to buy a Samsung phone. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that just because this upgrade has taken longer. Have they ever published a date when it was supposed to get pushed out to everybody? Nobody has. The only company I know of that's been, you know, writing anything down anywhere near like this is Motorola, which has given, you know, been giving quarterly ballparks, right? Like, hey, we're going to, you know, shoot for the first quarter for this and the second quarter for that. And that's kind of a big deal that they're even doing that. So I don't think there have been dates. Now, yeah, there have been, like, you know, Twitter posts or Facebook posts that said, like, but yeah, Verizon said by the end of 2010. And you know what? If they missed it by 20 days or, you know, or 30 days, I'm going to whine and complain about it, but I'm not going to, like, never buy their phone again. I say that not having gone through this. There's a ton to like with Samsung phones, but you know, and I also didn't go through the Samsung moment, so maybe I'm just not bitter because of that.
And I've been sitting here holding back until you're done to mention the moment.
No, I absolutely feel people's pain about that. Yeah, well, the instinct's a whole other thing.
They obviously don't control circumstances either. Right. So, you know, if something comes up that they were not necessarily aware of, then they have to deal with that in a timely fashion. And, you know, sometimes they'll try and make their best attempt to let everybody know. But
to say Samsung lied, to say they lied, or to say they're not working on it, or they don't have enough people working, you know, first of all, nobody knows how many people they have working on this. Second, they have a finite amount of people to work on this. And third, Froyo has been pushed out all over the rest of the world. Somebody has to be last. So,
and you know what I've seen in every single update to Froyo is what's that? People finally get it, and they kind of go, oh.
That's it.
That was kind of cool.
With gingerbread coming.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's coming. That's going to be the next thing we have to deal with. No, I mean, that's the way it works. I mentioned earlier that I think I figured out why I might appear numb to all this. What platform did I come from?
Windows. Anybody?
What smartphone Windows platform?
Mobile.
Windows Mobile. Notorious for never updating. So maybe I just expect, you know, having to hack and flash.
Are they still pushing 6.5 devices?
Oh, man. Hey, no, I wrote a great post when I think it was when 6.5 was announced or whatever it was that my beloved Trio 750 was going to get updated. And I sat there week after week, and week after week, and it got 6.1 finally. It took like, I think I bought it like January, February. And I remember it was updated in December because I was checking WM Experts every day. And finally got it in December, and then it never got 6.5. And I was very, very sad about that. So. Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember at one point I was subscribed to every RSS feed I could find because I was waiting for
this. This is not a new phenomenon, guys. We're all going to have to wait longer than we want to. And for some reason, for whatever the reason, and I still blame the carriers, things take a while over here. In fact, I absolutely blame the carriers.
I blame them for everything.
Let's go through the forums some more. Honestly, the only way Samsung can come out of this looking good is if they cancel Froyo and update the Galaxy S series straight to Gingerbread within a month or so. That's not going to speed things up any. All right, let's go around the table. Do you guys think we're going to get Gingerbread on the Samsung phones?
I used to.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Hate to say it. And that really sucks because Gingerbread is the update you need if you have Samsung hardware.
Yes. I hope we do.
I don't think
but
you get it.
Corey?
I don't. They just announced a Galaxy S4G and it's shipping with Froyo, so.
Do we
so
have
here
phones?
We go again, huh?
Yeah.
We have one phone.
I really don't.
We had one phone out of CES that's shipping with Gingerbread, right?
And the one that you'd never expect, Sony Ericsson.
How about that?
Hey, they said they wanted to do better in 2011.
It might never be upgraded after that, but damn it, it's going to ship with Gingerbread.
No, I think the Galaxy S line is just going to basically be one of those devices that, you know, we're now reporting that some of those devices are getting 2.1. The Galaxy S is going to be like one of those. In the end, it'll be like, hey, Galaxy S got 2.3 7 months down the road when nobody cares about it and has already moved on, right? Oh, well. But you're getting Froyo.
I mean, how much of this do we need to blame on Google? Because, you know, we had the Froyo announcement in May. We had the Gingerbread announcement in November. You know, while phones are still, I mean, you're always going to have low-end phones that just aren't going to be upgraded. Sorry, that's the way that's going to be. But we do have high-end phones that are still waiting on Froyo. I mean, should Google have waited, I mean, never mind Gingerbread, never mind what it is, but should Google wait till some of the high-end phones get caught up?
No, Google doesn't make phones. Google writes software. They write the software, and instead of putting it on a CD and selling it, they put the source code up and make it free. That's all Google does.
Yeah, but I still think Google should be held accountable to a certain extent because they, you know, it's their software that they're putting out there, and they want, you know, Google stands behind their software. They say, okay, our software is great. You know, they love making Android. They love the software that they're putting out, and they keep raising those bars, and they, you know, Android 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, you know, you got everything going on. And basically, I think Google should be communicating more to the carriers and saying, you know, this device is compatible. Make sure that it gets upgraded. Let's go with it. Let's get it upgraded.
But who knows when the carriers are going to get all their bloatware figured out. It's like, how are they supposed to work to that schedule?
Well, and that's why I say only part. I mean, I'm not pissed off at Google for not doing it in any sort of fashion, but I think there should be a little bit of a push from Google to entice the carriers to do so. You know, okay, we released this. Your devices are capable of it. Let's go ahead and do it. And if the carriers decide to roll with it, then fine. You know, that's good.
But that's not how the license works that it's published under. That license is here you go, do whatever the hell you want with it.
Yeah, and
they would have to
I guess
get together
that's part
with of the carriers.
The open source, but
they would have to get together with the carriers and they'd have to work out a schedule to accommodate them so that they're I don't think Google should be held responsible for that or accountable
yeah,
for that.
It doesn't work like that. I was asked today to make a list of what phones are coming out when, right? When we think big phones will come out for Android. And if you look at the past year, we didn't have a month, maybe like October, when we didn't have at least a mid-major, I call it mid-major, you know, a semi-major release, a semi-major phone announcement, right? I mean, January is the Nexus One. February, we had Mobile World Congress. March, we had CTIA and the Evo. April, we had the Incredible. You know, May, we had I.O., and, you know, and on and on. You know, the Galaxy S phones came out at CES, and I mean, oh, it was just insane. You can't stop the carriers from putting out phones. Otherwise, we'd have like 400 phones in January, and like another 400 in October. And, you know, I mean, they got to space it out for their product cycles. And no, I don't think Google can wait. I think if Google gets consistent about how they do releases, and there's another issue, and I forget where I read it this week, but I think somebody on Twitter said it. You know, Google treats every release, even, you know, a dot release, like, you know, Gingerbread is a dot release. You know, you go from 2.2 to 2.3. But they treat everyone like a major release. And on one hand, I think they should, but I see the point. You know, either it's a dot release and it's not major, or it's a major release and needs to be treated as such. You know, that said, we're all going to get excited about any sort of incremental update. But I don't know. Rockquist in the forum says, the more I think about it, the more I think Google is the one who should be exercising some influence here. Maybe I was wrong to push the Android sites on this, but I felt like it was a warranted move. It was a shame I never saved every misquoted release window. This is the guy who said that we should stop viewing Samsung phones because of this. And let me tell you now, that's not going to happen. Our job is to review phones and, you know, tell you our opinion about them and to recommend them or not. Are we going to say in every Samsung phone now that, hey, be careful, this thing might not get updated? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. Because if you go back and read my post on the Computer World study, I don't think you can necessarily look at past habits of what's been updated and what hasn't, and use it as an indicator, because every phone is different and every update is different. And if you look at the HTC phones that have been updated, they are phones that I feel are more deserving of the update. So it's a bit of a disingenuous study, I think.
Well, yeah, both Samsung and Google can do it. We have a Nexus S,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think the carriers are mostly responsible for this. That's my opinion.
Warchoff says, the major gripe I have is the lack of information. It would solve many problems if AT&T and Samsung communicated the release dates for the software. There is a delay, then AT&T and Samsung should communicate it as well. U.S. Cellular released its schedule for Froyo, then why can't AT&T? Yeah, that's an issue for the carriers. I think Motorola has done a really good job of saying, here's when we're trying to get it out. And I think everyone needs to give them a little leeway, because things happen. But you can't give an exact date. That's never going to happen, nor should it, because then, you know, then if you miss it, then yeah, people are going to file frivolous lawsuits, and it'll just be ridiculous. But I would like to see some sort of window, like, here's when we think we can realistically get it to you. But the problem with that is then people are going to see it and not buy the phone.
Right.
Yep.
And they're still going to hold whoever said that to it, mm-hmm. even if they didn't say for sure that.
Yeah, even if they just give a window.
Yeah.
What else? I'm reading through the forums, so, you know, I've read these, but we didn't prepare which ones we wanted to read.
Well, I like this one here. It says, mm-hmm. who waits for official updates, root baby root.
Then there's that. And Jerry and I have talked about this a lot, because we're almost to the point where we're going to tell anybody to root any phone if you can and put a ROM on it. Now,
I totally agree.
Yeah. Would I tell my mother that? Look, my mom's got an Epic 4G, and I would not, you know, have told her to get that phone if I thought it was going to be stuck in a Claire. Just pure and simple. She's not a power user. She doesn't need to root it. I have a hard time getting her to put different things on her home screen. But she likes the phone a lot. She really does. And she likes Android on it. But, you know, if I thought it was going to languish, you know, I recommended something like that over the Transform, because it's a better phone. I don't think the Transform is going to get our Gingerbread. You know, at least the Epic has a shot, and I, you know, was relatively sure the Epic will get Froyo. So, and that's the other thing.
But does that mean anything to her?
It means nothing to her, and that's a big, you know, that's something we need to mention. There are a lot more normal users out there. You know, the nerds are more vocal. The people complaining about this are the power users, and you should be complaining about it, and I'm glad everybody is. Because Samsung has heard you. I guarantee you they hear you. I guarantee you they read the comments in the blogs, and they read the forum posts, and they read everything on Twitter. I guarantee you they hear about this, whether we write about every unsourced rumor or not. They know you guys are pissed off, and rightfully so. But, you know, we are still the minority. We are not the majority of people buying these phones. 300,000 being activated every day, that's not 250,000 nerds and 50,000 civilians, I'll call them. It's the other way around.
Oh, what a...
Yeah.
Excuse me while I just absorb that idea for a second. Oh, my God.
What's that?
Take a breather,
true.
Jerry. Take a breather.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, yeah, because my wife listens, and she hears us... you know, I talk on the phone with Phil or whatever. She hears this stuff all day long. And she looked at me the other night, and she said, do I have Froyo on my phone? And I looked and saw what phone she was using. And I said, yeah. And she says, okay, good. And she just went back to doing whatever she was doing.
And she wouldn't even ask you that if you...
That's right.
Yeah. It's because you talk about it so much that she asked you.
Yeah, the average user doesn't know the difference.
No. She loves what her little phone does. And that's what most people do. Phil's mom, perfect example. She loves what she can do with her phone. If she gets something more, she might like it too, but that doesn't make her like it any less.
Your wife could care less about a JIT compiler or whatever it is.
Yeah.
My Facebook, I wish the notifications were better. Will Froyo fix that? No.
Ice Bike, our favorite. Ice Bike says, what we need is for someone to pour some big money on CyanogenMod and have them become a business with a reliable income stream and a member of the Open Handset Alliance so that there was a viable third-party alternative.
That's a great idea.
Well, no. I would say there is a viable third-party alternative, and it is called CyanogenMod.
Right, and it's better the way it sits.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see them compensated for what they do, of course, but you start pouring money into it, and then it turns into the same thing we're looking at now.
Yeah, things change.
It's your favorite indie band going mainstream, and then all of a sudden they suck.
Yep.
They all get too big and buy fancy cars and start fighting, and it just falls apart. I mean, it's an interesting idea, and I will recommend CyanogenMod till the cows come home. I'm running the CM7 nightlies on my Nexus One, you know, right now. What was it, Jerry? Sunday night they started pushing, and I think I beat them to it.
Yep. I was looking for a cable.
Let's see. Anybody else? Chat room, have we forgotten anything here? Have we sufficiently covered the Samsung debacle? It's time. It's time to get the updates. It's time.
I'm curious, I'm a Fascinate owner, I'm curious if, because they just pushed out that over-the-air update, what that means for us Fascinate people as far as how long it's going to take for us to get Froyo. Does that mean it's another month, 2 months?
Probably another month, right? All right, you got to wait for everybody to get it. You have to make sure it doesn't blow up phones, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to let it sit. You got to prep the next update, get it ready to go.
Samsung, if you're listening, make the bootloader unlockable like, you know, the developer phones are, and provide, and not the source code. Your stuff is closed source. I respect that. Provide the binaries for people like Corey. For people please, like Chris, for people like Phil, or all the guys in the chat room, provide it. Let us test it for you.
Yeah, that's all we ask.
That's another good thing, too.
An open beta test is not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was just leaning towards. Yeah, we have enough communities out there to be able to go ahead and test this stuff out. So it always made me curious as to why device manufacturers don't take the opportunity to go ahead and involve communities more to find out, because like if you drop an OS and there's something wrong with it, I guarantee you within 10 seconds somebody's going through that and trying to find out what it is that can be fixed within it. If something's broke, then somebody's fixing it. You know, that's why CyanogenMod exists, because things are somewhat broken, and you know, this is how we fix things. We tear them apart and rebuild them. And yeah, there's no reason why the communities couldn't be involved in that as well. So if they were to go ahead and open up betas to the public, then I'm pretty sure a lot of people would sign on, and that could essentially help them out in the long run if more people adopted that philosophy. But
well, I know it worked. Go ahead, Corey. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, thank God we have Motorola as an alternative.
Okay, I'm not even going to talk anymore.
CPK86 says in the forums, I just wanted to chime in by saying I know not everyone complains about the fiasco that is Samsung when it comes to updating their phones, but it's not just Android. My wife had the Samsung Epix, and I totally remember that, released in October 2008, running Windows Mobile 6.1. Man, 6.1 came out that long ago. Wow. And it was supposed to be upgraded to 6.5. Despite the fact that 6.5 was made available in May 2009, the Epix didn't get it.
What about BlackBerry? BlackBerry updates didn't take forever.
Yeah, and that's as much Windows Mobile's fault as it is Samsung's, I think. But I feel you, man. I absolutely feel you. How about this? If there's one thing that Samsung have assured themselves through this debacle, it's that their upcoming LTE device on Verizon will be a flop. If Froyo doesn't arrive by late February before the new device, watch for Fascinate owners to lead the boycott. So here's one. Will you avoid a Samsung LTE device because of all this? Or is the siren call of LTE too great? Toughy, huh?
Absolutely not. I'll answer that. I'm more worried about form factor and things like that. I actually love my phone. I think it's a great phone. It looks nice, performs well. It's really fast. The update, the GPS is great. I really don't have a lot of bad things to say about Samsung, and I think an LTE version of this phone would be really nice.
God, you're an apologist.
I don't think they've done anything wrong, except for the GPS debacle.
Well, yeah, that was, and that's a whole other thing. I still don't know what the hell happened there, because I didn't have problems with it here. It was really weird. All the Galaxy S phones, and I've used all four, plus, did I have one of the minor versions?
Well,
I don't remember.
I had the, what was it, the Mesmerize and the Continuum. One of them worked perfectly. The other one, the Continuum, it wasn't worth a darn.
Maybe so. Pensacola is the key. You don't get T-Mobile, but you get GPS. Now,
hang on. How many minutes have we been recording? 41. I have not mentioned T-Mobile and 3G once. Man, I got hate mail. People, I'm kidding about that. You know what? We don't get T-Mo 3G. I don't use T-Mo. I mean, it's unfortunate. I wish I could. I would really love to try them because everybody talks so well about them, and they're really good in big cities where I go a lot. But, you know, crap happens. So I'm kidding when I complain about that. So everybody calm down. Gee, I got hate mail this week. I haven't gotten hate mail since I worked at a newspaper.
I really can't hate on Samsung very much because the first Samsung Android phone I owned was the Nexus S, and to me, that's a pretty good experience.
Yeah, that's not fair now.
Yeah. That's a nice phone.
You set the bar really high.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can go to any carrier and pick up a Galaxy S phone, bring it home, and the bootloader's not locked, and the NAND isn't locked. I love you, Samsung. Keep doing that. I'll buy your phones.
Yeah.
What if, and totally theoretical, but what if the update took so long, but they got rid of Bing? Would we all stop complaining?
No.
I forgot about Bing a long time ago.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying.
So the average user doesn't care.
Right.
And the people that do care are able to get it off.
Yes.
There you go.
So, I don't know. It's a very relevant point. It kind of put a bad taste in my mouth that they even put it on there and that I had to take it off. But it wouldn't make any difference to me.
Yeah.
Jay Alarm says, I don't think it should be all put on Samsung. It's also partially the carrier's fault. Now, I don't know for sure, but I mean, we have seen leaked versions for all the devices. Yes, it's obnoxious that we still don't have it, and I sold my Captivate about a week ago, so I do know how Galaxy S owners feel. My personal thought is that each of the carriers is waiting for another carrier to push it first, so if there are any problems, they could fix it and not look as bad. That's interesting. And actually,
that's a good idea.
There was another theory. I can't remember if it was in this thread, and I just read over it, or an entirely different thread, that maybe there was some weird thing, because remember how all the phones were announced at the same time? Maybe they were all waiting to update at the same time so that one didn't get its feelings hurt, I guess. That was I'm not sure I believe it, but it was a really interesting idea. That would have been really cool if they'd managed to push it out all at once. Obviously, they're not.
I don't know. I like that previous theory about one waiting to see what the other one, what happens with the other.
Well, I guarantee you that's not it either, because there are too many differences in the updates. But it's creative. I like that. Here's another conspiracy theory from Big Guy. Ever thought that there may be a hardware problem with Galaxy S phones that Samsung is trying to resolve or is preventing them from upgrading the phones?
Well, there's the GPS. I mean, maybe they're still fine-tuning that. But.
Well, this guy's on his third Bell Vibrant, so Canada.
Wasn't there's some issues with some of the Canadian ones as well, where the internal SD card sort of goes corrupt on them?
Yes.
Yeah, if you hit the partition table too many times, they die, and the upgrade hit the partition table, and if your number was up, there it went.
So I was convinced the Fascinate had a faulty GPS chip in it, and that's why they weren't releasing an update. And it turns out the update fixed it. So I don't know. I don't think there's any hardware issues. I think, again, I just keep going back to, I think they're trying to get all this carrier stuff working right with it, and that's what's taking so long. You guys are quiet.
Well, I'm just, you know, it could be, they could tweak the power to the antenna, maybe. I'm just trying to think of something that they could do. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's just weird because it went from, like, not working, like, 10-minute locks to locking in, like, 10 to 15 seconds. I mean, it was huge. I was convinced this thing was just broken. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Well, no. Well, for what?
You use one
every day, man. Tell us.
No, I mean, it works great now. So
here's what I want to see, and I think we've had some really good discussion on this, and thank you, everybody, for writing in the thread. I'm sorry we didn't get to read everyone, but I have read everyone. Here's what I want to see. I want to see a little more transparency. I know that it's the hardest thing for carriers and manufacturers to do, but there has to be a little more transparency. You know, at least, you know, update us once a month. Like, we're working on it. We're sorry it's taking long. Here are the things we're working on. Here are the things we expect to do. And, you know, it shouldn't be that hard. I know there has to be this secrecy, and you can't really say what you're doing. But here's what we're shooting for. Give us at least a quarter, you know, ballpark. Like, we're shooting for gingerbread on, I don't know, pick a phone. Let's pretend all the Galaxy S phones are going to get gingerbread. We're shooting for gingerbread in the second quarter. You know, so that will be April, June, July. Hopefully not longer than that. It might take longer than that, but maybe not. You know, that's when we want to get it out. Under promise, over deliver.
That would work with me.
Yeah.
But just tell us something.
Yeah, why not? That's not unreasonable.
Mm-mm. Just tell us something. And if it's taking longer, you know, say so. Don't be silent about it. People will thank you for at least being honest than if you're not saying anything at all.
Guaranteed. Yeah. And if you don't say anything at all, when you do have to come forward like Sprint did today, people are still going to hate you.
Well, and people are still going to be stupid and file frivolous lawsuits and say they do.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's not going to change. I'm not that naive. But, you know.
For all you project managers out there listening, just go on to Twitter every once in a while and let us know what you're doing, what your dates are.
I think we can all do better. That's it for Froyo and Samsung. Oh, wait, should we do the voicemails on them? Let's do the voicemails on them. I promised we'd do that. Let's start with Gary.
Hi, this is Gary from Texas. Thanks a lot, Phil, for the objective reporting. There are 3 million Galaxy S devices in the U.S. that were released. And the issue is actually threefold. One, the Samsung Galaxy S device is like a great device, great form factor, great screen. Two, it's a bad GPS. Still not fixed, still doesn't work right, especially on my Captivate. And three is it's Froyo not being released. Whether it's Samsung or whether it's the carrier, who knows, but it is an issue. I'm coming from the Windows Mobile world, and I flash many ROMs, and that is an option, and I have done that. But I should not have to. I'm not here to bash as you have your loyal fans and listeners, but this is an issue. If you look at the Samsung Mobile and Samsung's Twitter feeds, it's littered with people crying for 2.2, but also a GPS fix. And these are not just listeners and power users from Android, but these are just normal, regular people, everyday Galaxy S users. So we're just, it is an issue, and I'm glad you're reporting on it. And hopefully they can get Froyo out, and hopefully not only just Froyo, but a GPS fix for the millions of Galaxy S users that are out there. Thanks again for the objective reporting. Have a great day, and I will continue to listen to the podcast. Thanks.
Do people really think I was making fun of them? Don't answer that.
They must. They must.
Judging from the email, hey, look, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry. I really am. just because we don't report on something, this is what we talked about earlier, right? You know, if we don't report on something, you know, there might be a reason for it. I'm just saying. And see, now we got Alex. I love this. Check this out.
Hello, Android Central Podcast. This is Alex from Austria. And I have a comment about the Galaxy S2.1 conspiracy. Da, da, da. The conspiracy was that Samsung is not upgrading to Froyo because they want to sell more of their 4G phones. So, I am from Austria. We have four major carriers. Every major carrier has the Galaxy S. We have no 4G network whatsoever, not single one in Austria. We have no new Galaxy S announced, and we are still on all carriers on 2.1. So, not the best theory. That's it. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. Yes, I'm the one who's bitching about the fork.
Somebody kept complaining awesome. A couple times because I forgot to say stick a fork in it. It turns out it was Alex. That's awesome.
I just want to thank you, Alex. That was great.
That totally made my night as I was putting all this together. So that's it on Samsung and Froyo. The updates are starting to push out. We talked way too much about it tonight, and I promise we're not going to do that again unless there's another problem. So
every time we talk about the GPS business, though, I keep thinking that there's like a whole ton of Android users out there with Samsung Galaxy S phones that are just like driving around or walking around lost. My GPS doesn't work.
That have
so you know that first voicemail actually brings up a good point. Mm-hmm. I think that if you buy a phone and you're promised an update to fix something and it's 2 or 3 months later and it's still not fixed, I think you should be able to take the phone back past the 30-day point and get something new.
That would be a really good thing for the carriers to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, like that's going to ever happen, though.
Well,
and that's a shame.
That's a fundamental feature on the phone that it should just work. And if it doesn't, you know, at some point you should be able to just give up and say, you know what, I want something else.
Well, especially, I mean, when you're told for your 30-day evaluation period that, oh, we're going to fix that, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I hear where you're coming from, and that's a perfect solution, but, man, they'll just never do it.
They
us.
Probably won't.
Yeah.
That's it. We talk about some other hardware briefly. Samsung has promised the next evolution of something at Mobile World Congress, and I know we're opening that up for all sorts of ridicule, but they have promised it, so we will be there.
I think it has something to do with long-term evolution.
I have a feeling, we might see a whole bunch of European LTE come out. I would not be surprised to see that. The Galaxy S4G was announced today. It will launch with Froyo. Not Gingerbread, but Froyo. It will be able to use T-Mobile's 21 megabits per second HSPA Plus network. That's theoretical, so it won't be that fast. There was a bit of a to-do from Motorola on a YouTube page where somebody was kind of a smartass, and not saying I blame him, but dude shouldn't have said that. That was not cool. Basically said, you know what? You want to unlock Bootloader? Go buy something else. Screw you.
So bad.
It was quickly deleted, and apologies ensued both on the YouTube page and on the Facebook page and on Twitter. And former Moto employee, they're saying in the chat room. Yes, people make mistakes. I understand that, but not good. Interesting thing in that, though, is in the apology, they said they're working on a compromise. I don't know what that compromise means. I don't know if that's going to be like a fast boot OEM unlock thing where you know, if you know the code, you can unlock your phone, or if they're just going to have unlocked bootloaders or what. That would be interesting to see.
I trust that. Yeah.
I think it was something to cover up what that guy said.
Yeah. Something to lead away from the attention.
We shall see.
Well, no, someone in the chat room said I was mad. Actually, I'm not mad. I'm glad. Now, you know, somebody, you know, maybe they should have had better customer service skills. Somebody gave me an answer. Yes, it's locked. If you don't like locked, don't buy it. So now I know not to buy it.
Vote with your wallet. That's what Jerry says.
That's right.
Yep.
The Click 2 is available today for $100 on T-Mobile if you want that.
Hey, well, you know what? 6 months ago, that would have been one hell of a high-end phone. Let's not make fun of that one.
No, I'm not at all. I used it at CES. Corey used it. I mean, I wish it had been on T-Mobile 6 months ago.
It was actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
T-Mobile, send me one.
It was fast.
The Shoot Me app, that you got to be rooted to use it, but it has screenshots, which Google fixed that. Come on, let's do screenshots the easy way, please. But you can now do video cast, they're calling it. So it will do, you know, video of your screen. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
It's cool. Neat. I haven't figured out how to use it yet.
I used to use it all the time on Windows Mobile. Not that app, but I had another one that did it, and it's great for doing, how-tos. So, very, very cool. In fact,
yeah, this one's still a little... Sorry. This is still a little choppy, but hopefully with some work, they get a few more frames per second out of it. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it took some time for it to actually convert everything. Like, it took, 7 minutes or something like that for it to actually show up. But
oh, did it?
That's not bad. The fact that you can still do it's pretty awesome to me. So
well, you guys are awesome. I can't figure out how to use it. Will you show me later?
When I went into it, I had to go in to Shoot Me, open it up, do just a shake screenshot, and then exit out of the app, and then go back in and turn it on. That was the only way that I could get it to work, the very first time. So if you already have Shoot Me installed, basically if you go ahead and you remove the Shoot Me folder, just delete it or move your files, whatever you feel necessary to do, and then just do that process. Remove it and then let it recreate the folder on its own. Then it should work for you.
That's probably the only way I can get it to work. Yeah.
Well, Chris, I think you're having a little bit of problem with the SD scanner, too. Hit the market for a program called SD Rescan, all one word.
SD scan.
SD Rescan. Trust me.
Rescan. Cool.
Take your Shoot Me, and if it's not there, just hit that app, and it'll be there. The media scanner in Android, it needs some work.
Yeah,
it pulled some scan instantly.
Yeah, I pulled some files from Dropbox the other night, and they didn't show up. They only showed up after I rebooted my phone, which I thought was weird. So definitely check that out.
And for some reason, the Samsung phones, when they boot up, they say scanning media, and then it says complete. And then it says scanning media, and then it says complete. And it does that 10 times.
It's just making sure.
Yeah.
Making really, really sure. So late last night, Digitimes, which is that great Taiwanese, I forget where. It's an Asian kind of news techie blog thing, sort of, but more on the manufacturing side. So they said, and they've reported on the supposed upcoming HTC tablet before, but they said there are actually three tablets coming, and the first of which will be a gingerbread tablet called the Flyer that's coming in March. Maybe. I don't know.
Awesome.
It's Digitimes, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. And they said it's going to come before the Zoom, which will come in April, except that Verizon said and Motorola said the Zoom is coming in the first quarter. So, I don't know. I have a feeling we'll see it before long. We'd been told maybe something called the Scribe at Mobile World Congress. We shall see. Maybe CTA, I don't know. Maybe the Sprint thing. There's still weird rumors about what's going on in the Sprint thing, and I have no idea at all.
David Blaine's going to levitate.
These rumors of a 3D screen. I mean, I used the Panasonic one. It was Panasonic or Sharp? Sharp. The Sharp Galapagos. And Corey saw it. I mean, you don't want this yet, if that's what it is.
Mm-mm.
I can't even watch a 3D TV. It gives me motion sickness.
3D can just go away. The Sprint Galaxy Tab has been overclocked to 1.2 gigahertz.
That's awesome. If you're into that.
1.2 gigahertz.
Didn't the Nook hit 950?
Yeah, actually. I don't have it in the show notes.
That's
the Nook's
really
been
awesome.
I got to do that. If you haven't been to our Nook forums, go there. Will Shanklin's doing an awesome job in there sprucing that up. And it's one of the better, low-end, cheap tablets.
Oh, I like the Nook.
I'm having a hard time finding one, actually. I've got money burning a hole in my pocket. Yeah.
You can't walk into a Barnes & Noble store without them, like, trying to force one on you.
Well, that's we have one Barnes & Noble store for, like, 70 counties. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
You want to do one more voicemail?
Let's do it. We'll
talk about getting out of here. This is from Brian.
Hey, this is Brian again. I was the guy who called about the My Maps application. I'm either the absolute biggest bonehead that just proved it to all the internet, or something just didn't go through right. But anyhow, is the application I was talking about was the My Maps editor that was put out by Google itself. And whenever Froyo got updated, that's when the application went to pot, basically. And so I was just wondering if y'all know any information about the My Maps editor that used to be out, worked great, basically looking for just something so that if I go to a point on a map, I can mark it and go, hey, I need to remember where this location is and this location, because I do a lot of traveling around out in the country where different natural gas fields are, and it helps just instead of going off of what their names are, because it's a jumble of letters and stuff, and it's just kind of annoying there. And I was going to see if y'all know if they ever plan on fixing that problem, or if not, do y'all have any good suggestions for replacements on it?
I found the answer. That's the good news.
Let's hear it.
The bad news is the answer is this. It has been, quote, depreciated. Is it done? Yeah. Sorry.
What's the good news?
The good news is I found the answer.
Oh.
The bad news is that was the answer. So,
okay, what done. If...
Mm-hmm.
What if you go to maps.google.com on your mm-hmm. phone and mark your maps from there? Because I use My Maps too to mark my fishing spots, believe it or not. But I do it from the computer, from Google Maps. And then I can just look at that layer on my phone and know exactly where to go. So I'm just
probably
wondering
the way
if you can do through a browser.
Yeah, I mean, you can star stuff. And I understand, I remember now what he's talking about. There was a blog post on this on the Google Geo Developers blog way back in November. It's being... Mm-hmm. Or I guess not being depreciated, it's being deprecated and will no longer be available after January 31st, 2011. So supposedly you've got 11 days, I guess. And then I'll put a link to this in the show notes for you, Brian.
And I can see that being baked into Maps as a function for the Android Maps client.
It sounds cool to me. I'd use it. I didn't know it existed.
Well, you can't use it after the 31st.
Bummer.
It's gone.
I better get on it.
I'm going to throw this out there, and nobody throw anything at me, but does Bing have anything like this?
Bing. Bing.
There's got to be some third-party app or developer.
I think Steve Ballmer will come to your house and throw you up on his shoulders and carry you wherever you ask him to on the map.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I think that's it. I think that's going to do it. That was a whole lot of Froyo Samsung talk. I promise next week we'll be back to normal. Maybe.
Normal-ish.
Yeah,
we got.
I'm trying to,
we got Hell Week coming up.
Have to quantify normal.
We got a sprint event, a Dell event. I'm curious to see what HP does. I really am curious about the WebOS tablet, which I'm sure.
That looks rather interesting.
Yeah,
I just on Pre Central.
I got
how
to use
good the notification.
Yeah,
is gonna look that says many cards.
Oh, stop it! I got to use the playbook for a few minutes at CES, and total WebOS ripoff.
Oh, is it? I didn't
total,
see it. I didn't get
to yes,
see it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a good post up on Pre Central about how big a ripoff it is. It's not good.
Huh.
It doesn't have seen notifications.
I've got to go read it now.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that it is, but I've not read the post yet.
So that's going to do it, I think. We'll wrap it up.
Put a fork in it?
Stick a fork in it. Stick a fork in us all. It's been quite the day, quite the week. I think we made good progress. I think we had a little closure. I think we've had some healing. I think we can all go back to being friends now. And it's time for everybody else to get your Froyo updates out. It's time. Do it.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do it. Do it now.
Mel's doing it.
Everybody else can. How was Sprint not the first one, by the way? Anyway, we're not starting up again.
I think that dude Sprint's always first. Called in sick last week, man.
Nah.
They're always first. That is weird.
Yeah. Well, be sure to email us at podcast@androidcentral.com, and you can get us all on Twitter at Android Central, obviously. We're about to hit 55,000 on there. Pretty awesome. I feel really good about that. I am at Phil Nickinson. Mickey, who is not here this week, is at TCPJ_Mickey. Jerry is at GBHIL. Corey is at C Streeter. And Chris, a.k.a. Blaze, is at BL1ZE. And if you go to twitter.com/AndroidCentral, you can get all our other writers. We are brought to you this week, as we are every week, by the Android Central Store. You can get to them at store.androidcentral.com or call 888-468-6158. And you can leave us a voicemail like Brian and Gary and Alex did at 888-468-6158, extension 222. Or you can record it on your computer and email it to us. That's even better. That's awesome. Sounds great. Now that we're at the very end of the podcast, you guys want to hear some really cool news?
Always.
Dun, 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 dun. On Monday?
Yes.
We're starting a contest. Guess what we're going to give away? One more thing. That's right. One more thing. Guess what we're giving away?
A car.
No, not a car.
A 79 Pinto wagon.
We're going to give away a Zoom, and the contest is going to start Monday, so be sure to check back in for that.
That beats the hell out of the 79 Pinto wagon.
Now, yeah. Of course, I have no idea when the Zoom's going to be out, but we're going to give one away as soon as it is. So I've heard early February. I've seen tips that say late February, and I think Fandroid has something up that says February 14th. So I think February is pretty much covered.
And Black Man X, if I can't win one, no, you can't win one either.
All right, everybody, that's it. Chat room, thank you. Jerry, Mickey, Jerry, Corey, Chris, Mickey, wherever you are, thank you. See you guys next week. We will talk less about Froyo and Samsung. Hopefully.
Unless.
That's it.
Unless all the carriers get Froyo this week.
Quiet you. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Night. Good night.